Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Business Radio X On Location. I'm Ryan McPherson, your host today. Thank you so much for joining us. We are broadcasting live from the Women's Club of Nashville for the NABO Nashville University Series kicking off here today. We just had over 50 women business owners and business leaders here from the Nashville community gathering and networking and listening to some great keynote speakers. So if you're interested in more information there, go follow them on Twitter at Nashville NABO. All right. Now joining me in the Business Radio X All Location studio is Norma Shirk. She is Corporate Compliance and Risk Advisor, LLC. How you doing, Norma?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. So your tagline, helping employers stay out of trouble with the government. When did you come up with that one? That's a good one.
I came up with that one when I was helping some of my first clients, and they were very small businesses, and they had no idea what employment laws applied to them and what they needed to do to comply. And I thought, gee, if you mess up on that, you have lots of trouble with the government.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then once you're in trouble with the government, that's a whole nother heap of trouble that you got to tackle for sure. So what's your background, though? Did you have a background in this before starting your own business?
Actually, I went to law school and I became a practicing attorney for a number of years. And when I was still working in the legal department of a local business, my boss, the general counsel, hated conflict. So he said, go talk to the HR person about what she needs. And that's how I slid into employment law and human resources issues and problems. And I liked it enough because with people, nothing ever happens the same way twice.
That's true.
And so I've stuck with it. And a few years ago, back in 2011, I transitioned from being a full-time lawyer to being a business consultant, helping small businesses with their human resources questions.
Right. And so did you have entrepreneurial dreams dating way back, or they just evolved just later in life?
Listening to Marcus today, I think I must have been an entrepreneur long before I recognized it, because I was a pretty good boss, I think, but I was a very lousy subordinate. I liked doing my own thing.
Right. So then in 2011, you decided to set up your own shop and then began to service the community through that. What were some of those early challenges or unexpected challenges that you faced when starting your own business?
One of the things that I found was that no matter how well you plan to start a business, there's always things that come up that you never thought about. I never thought enough about how to focus on a particular segment of the market as my clients. I ran through money a lot faster than I thought I would. All of the usual traps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so strategy was, though, very important in the beginning. And it's kind of evolving as the business grows as well.
Right.
And your strategy today is not as the way it was when you first opened in 2011.
I went back and looked at the business plan that I wrote back in 2010 and just laughed, because my business has pretty much metamorphosed from what I thought my client base would be and what I'd be doing.
Right. And a lot of that comes from the customer and the client and listening to them and what their needs are, and then custom tailoring your services to fit them.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The things that I thought would be the things clients wanted were things that they couldn't care less about.
Right.
So I was like, okay, let me sit down and rethink how I'm going to do this.
Well, that's good, because a lot of business owners do not sit down and rethink. They have one mission, one track, and they're, you know, bent on making that succeed, when you've got to be able to change and adapt to what the market needs.
Oh, definitely. I sat down a couple of years ago and started a chart of all of my clients, the services I did for them, the size they were, all of those kinds of metrics, and started looking at it. And somewhere in there, very early on, I thought, gosh, you are marketing yourself to all the wrong people. And so I did sort of a rethink, and it's gotten much better. I'm much more effective. I mean, one of the things that I also see with small businesses is that you have a strength in something, a skill set, whatever that is, but you're not skilled in everything.
Right.
And it didn't take me too long to figure out that I could do research great, but I wasn't real good at marketing.
All right.
So that was one of the first things I fixed.
What are some of the things you're doing today to actively market your business?
These days, I have a blog that I put out every week. It comes out on Wednesday. It's called HR Compliance Jungle.
Okay.
And it always has a little scenario and then some options of what the HR person or the business owner can do, just to get people thinking about things.
And anyone can read that.
Anyone can glean that
information from it, and it comes out weekly. So you have a good following from that?
Yeah, I've actually, I'm trying to remember, I either doubled or tripled the number of followers in the last year.
Outstanding. And what about here locally, trying to find other business? Are you out networking, or do you do any other advertising, or how do you effectively market your business?
Most of the clients that I get come from word of mouth, from existing
referrals.
It's the best way to
do
it.
So doing good work gets you more work.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. And I also am in several different networking groups. One, of course, is NABO. Another one is Southeast Business Forums. I also am currently the president of the Breakfast Club of Nashville, which is another group for business women.
Oh, outstanding. Any events coming up for the Breakfast Club of Nashville our listeners should be aware of?
We meet Thursday mornings at the Mad Platter Restaurant, and we always have great speakers. Off the top of my head, I can't remember who we've got coming up. Our last speaker was Nelson Remus with Remar, Dynamic. And actually, I've got a colleague in the other room trying to recruit Marcus to come speak to us as well.
Very nice. So you're here today, and you heard Marcus speak. How long have you been personally involved with NABO?
About a year and a half to 2 years. Yeah.
And what were some of those early benefits that you saw right away once you began to join? And maybe others, you can encourage them if they're thinking about joining, they could experience as well.
One of the things is that because it's got so many other small businesses, small in the sense that they're new or they don't have a lot of employees, is that you have common problems. And to be with a group of women that face the same issues that I do and have in the past and still do, it's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't buy that kind of information from consultants even.
Yeah, right. It's a safe place to come and visit and network with like-minded individuals who may be experiencing some of the same pain points you are in your business, even though you may be in different industries.
Definitely, because the issues that businesses face, from taxes to getting employees to whatever, those stay pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And having people in different industries also helps you see how other folks handle problems that are common to all industries.
Yeah, I agree. And we hear a lot, not only today, but also in back in Atlanta in the Business Radio X studios, about how some of the biggest challenges small businesses as well as large businesses are facing is recruiting good talent and retaining good talent once they become on board. So are you actively looking to bring more members to your team?
Not at this point, but I think later this year or perhaps next year.
Yes.
Probably later this year.
Later this year. And so that's, again, a challenge you'll experience probably later this year, but you can lean on some of your colleagues and friends here at NABO to help you through that. And hopefully maybe they can throw you a good reference or two to join your team.
Oh, that's so true, because what I've noticed with a lot of my friends that are business owners is it's your network that gets you the best referrals for clients, employees, whatever.
Yes, no doubt about it. And then let's talk about Nashville for a moment. How long have you been here?
I moved back here in 2001. I had lived here quite a while, time before that.
Okay.
And ended up going to Texas for 13 years to Dallas and then moved back in 2001. And I've been here since and I love it. You get four seasons, but nothing's too extreme. You can't beat it.
All right. Right. And it's some of your favorite local activities or attractions you like to visit. Where can we find you on your off time?
I'm a history buff. So you're going to find me at Fort Negley or the Hermitage.
Okay.
Or down in Franklin at some of the battlefield sites down there.
Right. So touring some of the historical sites and
definitely
visiting some places here around Nashville. Any other things that you may able to, you know, kind of give someone who's thinking about joining NABO? That's where we're here today. We're here to support them here, want to be more involved with them as well. And we know there's listeners out there who want to join, but don't know why they should. Some of the things you can help encourage them to.
NABO has a couple of things that I think are key for women. One is you have that network of support and it is a safe place to ask questions. The second is that you have great programs to educate you on things that you don't know about. It's a way to kind of fill out the weaknesses and the strengths that you have.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you heard it, folks, from Norma Shirk herself, a corporate compliance risk advisor, LLC, helping employers stay out of trouble with the government. If people want to get in touch with you, how could they do so?
My website is compliancerisk advisor.com. And my contact information is on there. My email is kind of long. It's norma.shirk@compliance-risk-advisor. Be happy to talk with anyone.
Good deal. And you can also follow them on Twitter at corp.cop-risk-advise. So stay connected there. Also on Facebook as well. So thank you so much, Norma, for joining us here today. If we can help amplify your voice or further your message out there in the community here at Business Radio X, please let us know. We'd be happy to do so.
Thanks so much.
All right. And listeners, try to connect with us on Twitter at Business Radio X and follow us on Facebook, Business Radio X as well. And if your company or organization is interested in having Business Radio X come to your location and broadcast live, go to radioinmybooth.com. That's radioinmybooth.com for more information. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.